Hello, hello to all my anchor heads. This is Joji of Champagne Struggles. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. This episode is going to be short and sweet because I have some celebrating to do. But just in light of the holiday and getting back to the whole reason why I started this podcast, as well as my blog, which I've kind of been neglecting. I've confession time. How about that? I have fallen off the wagon in my quest to eating clean and, leaving all the fleshy products alone and all of that. When the holidays come about and when you've grown up a certain way, like my family is West Indian, I am West Indian. And trying to educate them, and not even trying, like just explaining everything that I've learned and sharing with them what I've read, and helping them to understand that changing up my eating habits has really helped me become more healthy. My skin cleared up, my digestion has been phenomenal. They tell you, like, if you're eating properly or if your body's working properly, you're supposed to eliminate after every meal. And even though I didn't reach the every meal part, at the very least, I know TMI, I was eliminating once a day. So that felt good to go from maybe once or twice a week to once a day was a huge improvement. And that's what kept me going. Between that and having my nutrition coach, or my health coach, I should say, I started this journey primarily to get rid of fibroids, and I have to go back and see if they have shrank. But that is the whole purpose, and it's not even like, I guess I have to get out of the mindset that once you do a program like this, you have to do it for a couple of months. It's kind of like those fad diets, the whole 30 or something like that, where you have X amount of time to eat a certain kind of way and then you go back to doing what you were doing. So somehow I lost sight of that this is not just some fad diet. This is actually me changing my lifestyle. Like, seriously. Switching it up. I mean, I gave up alcohol. I gave up coffee. And strange enough, I don't even like the taste of coffee, but something about the smell makes you want to drink it, which is really kind of weird. But, and yeah, giving up meat. And I did it cold turkey from last year. I think right after my birthday, it was like beginning of July or August that I completely said, all right, no more meat. No chicken, no turkey. I wasn't really eating beef like that, but every once in a while I would have a burger. And I was never a big pork fan anyway, so I didn't have a problem giving that up. So for all you bacon heads out there, sorry I didn't have that struggle. But again, being West Indian, being from the islands, like, fish is a big, big, big part of our diet, Coming here to this country, of course, then all the other seafoods got introduced, the shrimp, the crab. I don't recall eating shrimp or crab when I was little back home, but fish was a huge staple. And my father and his girlfriend, who's also West Indian, they understand the eating no eating meat part. Because they're like, no, they'll tell people, no, she doesn't eat meat. There's certain things she can't have, but fish for them is not a part of that not eating meat thing. So I say I fell off the wagon because here I am having dinner for Mother's Day, and I call her my stepmother because basically that's what she is. She was like, okay, well, I made you some salmon with asparagus and, cabbage. Like, She really thought that this is how I'm eating now. No matter how many times I'm like, no, I don't eat fish. I don't, I kept saying it for months. And I don't think it registers. Like for a West Indian family, it just doesn't make sense for them. They can't understand it. And me not putting myself first and putting her feelings first, I decided to, and she went out of her way. She cooked it especially for me, like no garlic, none of the extra stuff that I don't usually have, like, the olive oil and basically the seasonings that I'm not messing with while I'm doing my body cleanse to get rid of these fibroids and to just basically live healthier. So it's like, how do you turn that down? For a hot second, I had huge panic and guilt. And I was like, you know what? Like, what do you do? They're sitting there, everyone has a plate, and you're eating. And she went and made two pieces of salmon just for me. And I'm basically like, crap. And I ate it. Now, I guess this is how drug addicts feel or alcoholics feel when they haven't. It's like, oh, I've been 250 days sober, and then you dip back in that one time. It's a similar feeling. Like, part of me feels really unclean, even though in that moment I did it for someone else. But when you're eating clean and you're doing certain things for you, and your health depends on it, you kind of can't put yourself in that pleasing others category. You really do have to take a firm stand for yourself. And I didn't do that. And, it's not only with family. Where I work, everybody eats unhealthy. And for whatever reason, there are times when I feel victorious because I know that I'm eating healthier to the point where people come and they ask me questions and,
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.